two musicians from the New York-based Piatigorsky Foundation are hitting the road in Idaho. For a week, cellist Evan Drachman and pianist Wan Chi Su are driving all around Idaho, bringing music to communities big and small. So thanks for both of you for taking the time from your busy schedule and talking with us today.
We're thrilled to be here, Matt.
Thanks for having us.
But tell us a little bit about the Piatigorsky Foundation. What is it? And there's also a family connection for you, right?
That's right. It's the Piatigorsky Foundation is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to bring live classical music to people who otherwise wouldn't get to hear it. So we play in a lot of small towns. We play in churches, synagogues, libraries, museums, anywhere where people gather where they don't normally get live classical music. It's called the Piatigorsky Foundation after my grandfather, the cellist Gregor Piatigorsky. He played concerts all over the world. And actually, when he was starting out in his career, the cello was not considered a viable solo instrument. Most cellists played terribly out of tune, slid to and from every note, and scratched all the time. Nowadays, of course, the cello is very popular. I mean, probably the most famous instrumentalist in the world is Yo-Yo Ma. But classical music itself is kind of fading away. It's being cut from a lot of the schools. It's going out of particularly a lot of the small communities. So the Piatigorsky Foundation is kind of bringing live classical music back into these communities.
So music runs in your family then. I'm wondering if it's the same for you, Wan Chi. How did you come to play the piano, and is there a legacy of music in your family?
It's pretty the opposite. I am the only musician in my family. I started the piano when I was 4. I was in kindergarten and interacting with my friends. And if I remember correctly, this girl was bragging me like she just had a piano lesson and she had a piano at home. At that point, I think I didn't even know what's a piano and it has 88 keys. But the idea of playing music on the instrument just sounds really cool. So I returned home and told my mom, I want a piano lesson. And at first, we had no idea how to get one. And I remember my first instrument was a rento. And then eventually, we got an upright. And eventually, years later, I got my own grand piano when I was 10. And since then, I never stopped.
Now, when did you know that music is what you wanted to do with your life?
It's funny. When I was little, you know, you look at the picture, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. I look at, like, online videos, and I listen to the music, the CDs. All I see is those big stars, you know, and I wanted to be one of them. And it was hard.
Took a lot of work.
It's a lot of work to get there. And then later I realized there are a lot of things you can do, not just being a big star on the big stage.
Abbott, you are part of that musical family, but you said you are the only musician in the family of your generation?
That's right.
When did you get the call then?
So I loved music from a very early age, and I tried a lot of different instruments, and none of them quite stuck. And when I was 11, I told my parents, I want to play the cello. And they said, sure you do. They said, get straight A's for a semester and we'll see. So I did, and I got this cello. And when I started the cello, there's a real learning curve to the cello. I'd say the first 2 years of my playing the cello, I practiced as much as 15 minutes a week, whether I needed it or not. It is really hard to sit in a room by yourself and squeak and squawk. When I was 13, my parents said that they thought it might be a good idea for me to go away in the summer to a music camp. And I looked at the music camp. I thought 5 hours of music a day versus 15 minutes a week. I wasn't so sure. And then I read a little further in the brochure, and it said that there were 3 girls to every boy. So I thought, well, maybe I'll give it a try. And that summer, I just fell in love with music.
We're lucky to have you here as you tour the state. What is your itinerary looking like? You're in Nampa this evening at the Hispanic Cultural Center.
That's right. We head to Salmon, where we're going to perform there. 2 concerts. There's one on the 26th in the evening, and then one on Saturday morning. And then we head to Wallace. And actually, the first time I went to Wallace, I thought I'd planned everything right. We got to the place where the concert was to take place, and we had half an hour before the concert, and I took the cello out and started to warm up, and then I thought, wait a minute, there are no people here. There are no cars. What's going on? I hadn't realized that I'd crossed a time zone. Luckily, the right way, so I was an hour early rather than an hour late.
Evan Drachman, cellist, and Wan Chi Su, pianist, thank you so much. Both of you with the Piatigorsky Foundation, we're happy to have you.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you.